It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and we welcome in the movie guru of the Tibbetts Opera House. We'll change your name every single time here to a different title. Matt Biachini in the studio with us this morning. And it's time to get silly this weekend at the Tibbetts as the classic film series continues. Danny Kaye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm particularly excited about these because these I haven't seen since I was... knee-high to a pig's eye, Ken. They were, we used to watch them quite a bit when I was a kid. I wish I knew more about them. I mean, I wish I could remember more about them, but I just, you just remember most about Danny Kaye was just, like, how animated he was and his physicality and...
Yeah, so the first one at 4 o'clock is the Inspector General.
Uh-huh.
A town's corrupt official, I think a fool, is actually an investigator in disguise.
Yeah, I can't remember, like, you know, they've taken funds from the city treasury or something like that. They've mismanaged the town and somehow, and he just, it's a typical mistaken identity kind of deal, but it's, he gets pampered and he starts to, you know, he figures, why not? And then you'll be shocked to find out that it doesn't quite go how he had hoped it would go. So,
and then at 6 o'clock, it's the court jester. The full description is called a hapless carnival performer masquerades as a court jester. It's part of a plot against an evil ruler who's overthrown the rightful king.
Yeah, that seems to have been quite the story element at that that time. Some kind of doofus getting mistaken for it just seems like they thought people just didn't know, like couldn't recognize. I don't know. It's hard to describe.
Well, it was an era where you could actually just kind of check your brain at the door and just have fun.
And I guess when you think about it, you know, they didn't know, they didn't have the internet to look people up. They didn't have anything. A lot of people didn't even have cameras, you know, like personal cameras. Yeah. So, of course, that makes sense. They're not going to know what somebody looks like. They're just going to know his name, you know. So, I guess.
But as an audience, though, you can kind of check your brain at the door and just enjoy.
Oh, yeah. And they're just movies to come and watch and have a good time. And, you know, it's a free event, so why not? You know, there's no ticket charge. And one of the ways we're able to do that is through the generous sponsorship of Dr. Matthew Christopher, which we're very appreciative of. But yeah, you just come for the afternoon, have some popcorn, maybe a drink at our concession stand, Ghostlight Bar, and like you said, just switch your brain off. And
Inspector General from 1949, The Court Jester from 1955, a couple of classic films that are going on. Among the many things that Tibbetts has got going on, of course, they just announced 3 Minute Tenors coming up in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I've never seen them. I'm looking forward to checking that one out.
A group that got started when they were at Michigan State together, so a bunch of guys there. So a great, and then the Coldwater Community Schools is Little Women coming up, and then in May, Masters of Soul.
That one I'm really stoked about. Yeah. As you know, my dad was born and raised right downtown Detroit, and I grew up listening to that and hearing him talk about it. So I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys.
All right. Danny Kaye movies, though, coming up this Saturday at the Tibbetts at 4 and at 6. It should be a lot of fun. Thanks for telling the story, Matt.
No problem.
Matt Biachini from the Tibbetts with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.